Lord God, we thank you for your presence. We thank you, God, that you will complete the good work you've started. We thank you, God, that you're omnipresent, right? What's that mean? Everywhere. Everywhere. He is unchanging, isn't he? But we don't act like it, right? Not we. I mean, as a nation, we don't act like he's unchanging, right? He's the same, what? Yesterday, today, and forever. He hadn't changed. He hadn't changed the way he does things. We've changed the way we do things. America has changed a lot since I was growing up, right? But Lord God, we pray that you would bring us back to the unchanging glory of the cross, the unchanging glory of the resurrection, the unchanging glory of your precious word. Again, we'll say, in the beginning was what? The Word, right? And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, right? He sent forth his word and healed them. The word of God is powerful and mighty and sharper than any two-edged sword. And I will tell you this morning, without the word of God, you have no faith. Without the word of God, you have no rock to stand on. Without the word of God, you have nothing. You're just going through life as a little earth being, waiting to die, and, you know, no purpose, no joy, no real joy. So it just occurred to me this morning how we lack the Word of God. I think, and I can't remember where the scripture was, it said there was a famine in the land. It wasn't a famine of food or water, it was a famine of the Word of God. Was that Jeremiah? Isaiah? I'm not sure. Is it Jeremiah? So, there's a famine of the Word of God in America. There's a famine of the Word of God in the church. Hello? Right, Ford? That's right. Ford knows. He's a scientist. He is, man. He's brilliant. This guy's going to do witty, incredible inventions. And you're going to tithe on it, man. You're going to make the church very prosperous. No, seriously. He is. Y'all, I see the young people, and they're going to do great things. I look at the young people, and they're going to do great things. And they're not going to forget who gave it to them. They're not going to forget who gave it to them and just wander off and be famous. No, they're going to give the glory to Jesus. Y'all don't believe that, do you? Well, I'd be shouting and screaming if I really believed that. Woo! Yay! I'm not picking on y'all, man. Pilate, this is in John 8. Don't turn there. I won't give you time. Pilate said to them, "Are you a king?" Where was this at? It was at the whipping post, wasn't it? It was before Jesus went to the cross, wasn't it? Pilate said to him, "Are you a king?" And Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to what? The truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." And Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, "I find no fault in him." John 8:31, Jesus said to those Jews who believed, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed." What's abide mean? Live in, right? Remain. It's not just like I visit it once a week or I visit it once a day. It lives in me. The word lives in me. Is that true? And when something lives in you, it manifests all the time, right? Is that true? I'm like you, brother. I love music. I love music. I had to change directions with it. Music's powerful. I don't know why I'm going here, but young people, you need to hear this. Music is powerful. And even more so when it's mixed with the visual, the videos. Well, never mind. That's getting way off. But I'll tell you, you will become what you listen to. You will become. Don't think you can play around with it and get away. You will. You will for a while. When you hear that demonic stuff over and over and over and over and over again, guess what? Whatever you put in is what's going to eventually come out. Is that true? Come on, man. You know, I got to go there. Of course, when I was a pretty good kid. I was clean cut. My mouth wasn't filthy and all that. And I can remember what changed me more than two things changed me and made me think differently about the world and the things in it. One of them was music. I used to sit around and I had a homemade strobe light. I'd describe it, but it was too incredibly complicated. I had that, and I had my stereo in the basement. And all Mom and Dad could hear was, "Turn that thing down, that noise!" I'm thinking, man, come on. You talk about noise. That big band stuff's noise, man. That's just, ugh, ugh. Turn down that noise. And I'm sitting there between two speakers, straight as an arrow, hadn't even got drunk yet, listening to Led Zeppelin, which back then was like heavy, 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 heavy stuff. Used to listen to that, and you'd listen to these love songs on the radio. And you go, well, they're, and really, you didn't even pick up on the double meaning. Because back then, guys, they couldn't say the F word. They couldn't say relationships. They couldn't say stuff like that. So they had to veil it. And it was veiled to me even. But it's going into your spirit. All this stuff's going into your spirit. And pretty soon, you're going to act it out. And I used to think marijuana was like, demon! Bad, 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 bad. I'm like, whoa, you'd never do that, boy. And now it's so ingrained, it's legal. But back, I remember after church one Sunday, my dad took two of us from church. We wanted to go see a movie that we've been hearing a whole lot about. I think we were 15 years old. Everything changed after that. My whole attitude about everything changed. And you might not see it in there, but the name of the movie was Easy Rider. And you think, well, you just wanted to ride motorcycles. No, I watched these guys smoking dope, being peaceful, and the old rednecks that didn't smoke dope beat them to death with an axe handle and shot them with a shotgun. I'm like, who's really the bad guy? The guy smoking dope or... Well, both is the answer. Anyway, why did I do that? It was probably for you young people that don't realize yet how powerful. And I'm not telling Mom and Dad, cut them off, cut them off. I'm not telling you to do that. Listen, that's a decision you got to make yourself. You can cut your kids off music all you want, but you know what? They got so many devices and media now, they're going to get in there and look at it and listen to it if they want to. You do your best to protect and guard them, parents, but young people, it's up to you what you consume every week. You wonder why you're depressed and defeated and your Christian walk is so weak? I'll tell you why. What you're putting in you. And I'm not saying y'all's, I'm saying young people in general. Jesus answered, most assuredly, whoever commits sin is a slave to sin, and a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. Isaiah 5, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. 2 Timothy 3, know this, in the last days, perilous, fierce times, hard to do, hard to approach, troublesome, savage times will come. Men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money. Men are going to love something. You're going to love something. You're going to serve something. You're going to serve somebody. Oh, yeah, you're going to have to serve somebody. It may be the devil and it may be the Lord, but you're going to have to serve somebody. Perilous times. Man, we're here. Perilous times. They're brutal, without self-control, slanders, unforgiving, unholy, unloving, unthankful, disobedient to parents, and they have a form of godliness, but deny its power. From such people, what's it say? Turn away. You know, I looked that up, and you know what it literally said? Shun. Don't hang out with them. Oh, that's so unkind. And it ain't talking about world people. It's talking about church people that live like this. That's what he's talking about. Is that true? All scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for what? Doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness, that the man or woman of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Okay, it's like whatever you put in is going to come out. Y'all agree with that? When you plant a seed, Polly, you don't. Now, when I was a little kid, I used to go out and look every day. Really, probably every couple of hours. I'd plant a garden and I'd look, why aren't they coming up? What's going on? Why aren't? No, really, I did. I love plants. I did. I love flowers and gardens. I really did. I remember one time Mom had these tulips. They were beautiful. She always planted tulips around the trees. I don't know if y'all did that or not. But I come out there one day and there's these bulbs and they've been sitting there for 2 or 3 days. I'm like, they need some help. So I went out there and started trying to open them. You know what? It don't work. Mama wasn't too happy with Mark. But whatever you plant, it's going to bring forth something. I planted some canes last year that were given to me. And I found out you're supposed to dig them up in the fall because they're kind of tropical. So you put them in, well, anyway, I won't tell you how you, but I started digging them up, and I had a little bitty plastic bucket full when I planted them. When I dug them out, up, I had 2 totes full of bulbs. Now that's multiplication. Harvest always comes bigger than you planted it. It always takes a while. Time. It's got to have time. It's got to have the right ingredients. It's like faith. Faith comes by hearing. And you might, you know, when you're young in the Lord, oh, God, it's going to happen today. Jesus is coming back today. That's what I believed all the time. I was looking for his return all the time. Then you can get weary and well-doing because it hadn't happened in a while, and you can start taking for granted things, you know. So don't do that, man. Live every day. Like, go look at those seeds every day. They are going to come forth, and they are going to bring forth a great harvest. But America has sowed seeds of murder. America has sowed seeds of corruption. America has sowed seeds of rebellion. America has sowed seeds of witchcraft. America has sowed seeds of perversion. And those that grew up in America I knew, well, it was odd to the America my mom and dad knew, which was weird to what my mama and papa knew. But when I was, you know, when I sat down one night and saw on TV the sacred place called the White House of the United States has taken a godly symbol like the rainbow and put it all across there celebrating homosexuality, this didn't happen overnight. It started in 1967, the summer of love, the summer of lust. My bad, my generation, my generation. Y'all got that. Dun, 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 dun. And you know what? Abortion. Listen, it's done way more damage than 60 million babies. There was 100 and something young men, mainly young men, murdered in Louisville, Kentucky. Louisville, Kentucky! Little bitty hick town, Louisville, Kentucky. Over 100 murders. And this year, I think it's doubled up. Getting worse and worse and worse. Because there's no value on human life anymore. Listen, I seen the news. Don't watch the news too much. It'll depress you. Watch it enough so you can pray. I saw in the news the other night, there was a young lady. She delivered a baby in Kohl's. She worked at Kohl's in Louisville. She delivered a baby. It was alive and healthy, and she put it in a garbage can in Kohl's. She murdered it. They showed her in court. And this judge goes, well, basically, she had a pretty rough life, and da-da-da-da-da. I hope you use better judgment next time, young lady, but I'm going to let you go with no jail time, probation. Now, I don't wish for this lady to go to prison, but you know what? Murder has been excused because a few weeks earlier, we could have done it legally anyway. So do you see the slippery? Really? Mary next to it could be a 7-year-old kid that's giving you a hard way to go for a while. No, really, it could. You say, that couldn't happen. I'm telling you, it can and it will. And old people, they're already killing old people. They're already pulling away their medical care and hospital care. And I'm telling you, but we are on a slippery slope. And God has given us a chance for revival. And see, I don't want to paint a picture that can't be fixed. God has given us a chance for revival. God is bringing, he's blowing. Donna and I prayed Wednesday night. We prayed that God, you would blow that wind of repentance again over this house, over this nation, over this region. Some of y'all never been here long enough to even know what this means. They're ugly flags. I know they're ugly because I made them, and I'm not talented. But they're not supposed to be pretty. They're supposed to be sails. And God gave a vision, and it talked about the four winds. It was back in 2002, I think. And I went back in the woods, and he started having me just right about this vision. He said, the wind of repentance. It may be on our website. I'm not sure if you can read it. It should be. But the wind of repentance will blow. And when that blows, the wind of revival will blow. And God will loose the wind of reformation. What's reformation? It's what Martin Luther did, right? Nailed those 99 theses on the church door in Edinburgh. I got more of me than I thought. I paid more attention in school. And then comes restoration. We're believing this for America. When we put these, I don't know how many of y'all are here, we hung these one at a time. When we hung them, had a pulley system set up on this cross. You're going, what? We hoisted them up as a church. We took turns hoisting them up, and then we had a big fan behind them, and we turned the fan on, and they actually looked like an old-time sail as we did it. So there was great faith when we did that. The thing is sometimes when you've waited for a while and you've waited for a while and you've waited for a while, they just become banners with no meaning. You look at them every week and go, oh, that's just Pastor Mark. That's just. Don't forget the flesh that's behind these things. And we prayed Wednesday, we prayed strongly, God, fill those sails and send that wind. Send that wind back that we need to move this ship called Faith Harvest. And y'all were worshiping today, praise God. I felt the spirit of worship being loosed. Listen, man, I'm glad y'all are here. The kingdom of God needs you for a time such as this. The kingdom of God needs your mind. The kingdom of God needs your heart. The kingdom of God needs your labor. So let's stand up. I know I went off on a lot of rabbit trails. And people look at rabbit trails as a bad thing, so I'll go on another one. Anybody grow up going rabbit hunting? Anybody do that? Anybody ever been rabbit hunting? Oh, they're so cute. I think they are now, but when I was 14, 13, 14, 15 years old, I thought, they're dead. I love it. I want to shoot my rabbit. Well, it's an interesting thing. When they say you went on a rabbit trail, it's okay if you seek it out. Because if you've ever been rabbit hunting and have one of them beagles, right? They really have a purpose. When they're not hunting rabbits, they're kind of annoying. But they, man, they'll keep you awake all night. Believe me, I had one outside my window for a while. I had to whoop that dog. She quit. Anyway, when you've got a dog and they kick up a rabbit and you can't shoot it because for whatever reason, that dog will chase that rabbit, and guess what? That rabbit goes in a big circle. And a good dog, that rabbit will run right in front of you in just a couple, 3 minutes. So say rabbit trails aren't bad. They're good. Lord God, in Jesus' name, Father. Lord, we repent But honestly, guys, everybody here, if you need to get something straight with God, please come up and ask for forgiveness. And not only that, just ask for the presence and the power of God to be upon you, to be strong in the Lord, in the power of His might, to walk straight. Lord, we want, just hold your hands up. Cleanse me, Lord. I want holy hands. I want holy hands laid on me, and I want to lay holy hands on others, God. And I just thank you for your anointing. Put your hand on your belly. I thank you. The Word of God says that he who believes on me, as the Scripture said, out of his innermost being, out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. So, Lord God, in Jesus' name, impart that living water. As I lay hands on people, I have an anointing. Say, I have an anointing. And it's a good one. You've given me a good anointing, and I want to use it, God, to lay hands on the sick. Lay hands on those that are discouraged, God. Lay hands and believe that God's going to operate through me. Because you're not just a little earth being. You're a child of the King. You're a child of the Father, God Almighty. Does anybody, in Jesus' name, you need to come up to the altar? Come up here right now. You don't know Jesus, or you're away from Jesus. You don't know where you're going to spend eternity. You just need a fresh touch. Come on up here right now if God's calling you. I've been listening to trash. I've been watching trash, and it's starting to come out of me. I'm scared, Lord. I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be what I've consumed, God. Anybody. Praise God, we're all clean. Thank you, Jesus. You just listen, Lord, I want to pray one more thing over you. I just pray, God, that your conviction would roll over everyone in this church. If they're not right with you, God, they can't talk it off, they can't sleep it off, they can't entertain it off, God. I just thank you that that presence of God and that conviction would heap up and up and up till it breaks that dam and there's freedom in Jesus' name. Nina, you got anything? No? Well, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's make two lines. Y'all know how to do a fire tunnel, don't you? Anybody want to do any music? Or you want to be in a fire tunnel? Somebody can just put some music on if they want. Do you want, what chair you'd rather do, hon? I don't want to. Just make two lines up here. It ain't going to take long. I want everybody to get prayer today. I want everybody to get prayer. Good job today.